We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the Word of God, you are encouraged and challenged, and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Good morning, church. It's so good to be with you again in your home, in your living room, on your phone, and that. What an honor and a privilege. Amazing to be able to worship together. I kind of really enjoying and love the moments in our living room together, but I am missing just being together and worshiping. I really feel this week again, this is a word on the heart of the Lord to us as a people. And so I want to welcome you from wherever you are, around the globe, around the country, just coming to join us together this morning. But I just want to speak right into the heart of you as Liberty Church. I want to speak right into the heart of what I feel God is saying. But let me give you some praise reports. We've had a couple of families who have not gone down in income during this time, but they've had an increase in income. And I love their hearts. They just called us and one came past the house and we managed to wave. And they said, you're never going to believe what's taking place. And we can bless people more in this season. I thought, man, what a heart. They didn't even kind of go, this is more for us. They just said they wanted to bless. We've had, again, supernatural provision, people dropping parcels on doorsteps. And we're seeing those things. In Nepal this week, we'll be able to feed 60 families. So Deepak was on his motorbike driving around, maintaining that social distance as best he could, but dropping that food to families. So I want to give all God all the glory and all the praise for what he's doing in this season and what we're able to do as a church. Thank you for just your giving and your consistency in that. But let me just share with you what's on my heart. There's been two or three key words that I felt come through this week, and they've come from different people. The first one was from a good friend of mine, Kobe. Many of you know him. I love that man. He's got such a prophetic heart, and he is the heart of God. But he said man's agenda is altered in this season, but God's agenda never changes. We're not here to kind of go, oh, shame, poor God. He's not able to do what he's called to do. God is doing exactly what he needs to do with the people he needs to do it with. His agenda has not changed. He is not surprised. The second thing I felt God say the other morning at 3 a.m, he said, get up and pray. He said, the tide is turning. And as I got up and prayed, the Lord said, just pray in the Spirit, and when it's time and release, I'll tell you to stop. And so I just began to pray and cry out, and suddenly, probably about after 45 minutes, this peace came over, and he said, now give me praise. And so he said to me, Heath, begin to pray from a place of victory, knowing that victory is taking place, not from a place of defeat, not from a place of just getting through. And so, church, I really believe the tide is turning. The third word that came through this week was the word consistency. Being consistent in the things that he has called us to do. There are things we're going to have to lay down in this time because we think we need to be consistent in them. No, they're not the productive, life-giving things, but we're going to become consistent in the things that he has called us to do. So as I step in today, just into what God has shared here, here's kind of the title. It's questions, and maybe there's some answers. I'm not really here to provide the answers, but I'm here to ask the questions. But I believe you have the answers, and God's wrestling them with you in that. But I want to start with two questions, and here's the first one. What do you see before you today that requires you to trust God in his provision like you've never trusted him before? That's different across every home. It may be financially. It may be the state of your marriage right now. Some of you are loving the intimacy of being together. Some of you, it's revealing some things that need to be worked on. Maybe it's your health. You're petrified if you go to the shop that, are you going to catch something? You know, I want to plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. Be wise, be safe, follow the guidelines. But there is also something greater. It's called the blood of Jesus. Maybe you're fearful around your business. And you're going to have to trust God with that right now. We did some great practical financial stuff on Monday, and you can re-listen to some of it or give us a call and we'll give you a bit of a hand on there. There are practical things in place that we need wisdom to put them there in order to flourish in the season. But God is interested in your business. Maybe it's your church and you think, what is it going to look like afterwards? You know, I feel really at peace and so content in this season that God is doing what he's doing. I'm not concerned of what the church is going to look like after we exit this moment, because we're the church right now in this moment. Maybe it's schooling. I know in our home, schooling is all over the place. We're trying to follow the curriculum. We're trying to be good parents. We're trying to be, Willow calls me the new head teacher. I'm not sure if that's a great thing or not a good thing. She then tells me I'm the classroom assistant. And so I'm doing a lot of things at a lot of times, not getting it right all the time. But Leah just said the other day, do you know what? I'm going to step back from the education that we're supposed to do. And I'm going to ask God what we need to input into our kids right now. So we don't start school straight away in the mornings. We spend some time, and at the moment we're doing Hearing from God with Sean Boltz and just worshiping with the kids. And it's amazing the prophetic words that are coming out of the kids and what they're speaking over each other's lives. So we just felt to input some other stuff. Maybe there's also you need to trust God with your own health, your own mental health. I know you can get cabin fever in this time. Seeing the same walls, you know, where are we going to visit today? The kitchen. Oh, let's all sit there. What are you planning for next weekend? Okay, maybe we'll go sit in the garage if you've got one. Some people are living in really small flats and they can't go very far. So I want to pray just a peace over you. I want to pray just a renewing of your mind in this season, because there are things we're going to have to trust God with in this season that is out of our control. That's called faith. It's a journey and it's a moment of faith. But my second question, and I guess this is the one that I really want to hone on in the next 10 minutes, is what will be the real impact of this season? If you have your Bibles with you, won't you turn with me to Haggai chapter 2, verse 1 to 9? And I want to read this scripture, and I just want to pick up on a couple of points. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1 to 9, it says this. It says, in the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. We need the prophetic voices in this season. But understand that there will also be false prophets in this season. So you need to ask the Lord for discernment. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory. How do you see it now? What a great question. Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations so that the treasures of all the nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, declared the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. I mean, that is an incredible scripture. And I understand the context of that scripture. I understand the captivity that they were in, and they were a people that looked defeated, and they came back to a place and went, okay, what is this going to look like now? Are we going back to the same, or is there something more? In the beginning of that scripture, the word says, speak now. I love the fact of who they spoke to. They spoke to the governors, the leadership. They spoke to the priests, the church leaders, and they spoke to all the people. God is wanting to speak to every aspect of society in this season. The question is, will we listen? In the intricacy of your home, to the government and all the officials, God is wanting to speak. God wants to speak to Boris Johnson right now to declare a plan to him of how we're not just going to get through, we're going to flourish in this season. And then it's the question come to us. It says, who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? You know, as I read that, my heart just turned to our nation of Wales. So often we hear 1904. So often we hear of churches packed. So often we hear of these stories. So often we hear of times when, do you know what? It was okay to pray and work and you didn't get fired for praying. It was okay to preach the gospel and share Jesus directly. You didn't have to camouflage it or disguise it in case of political correctness, but we could speak clearly with love and it could be seen in power. There were times when the gospel, we didn't have to, as some churches are doing, removing scriptures to suit their lifestyles, but actually we could say that I'm not here to compromise the gospel, but actually I'm here to change my lifestyle to fit in what the Word of God says. And then the scripture says, how do we see it now? I want to answer that question today, and I want you to answer that question prophetically. I want you to answer that question like this. How do I see it now? I see a strong people. I want you to answer it like this. I see a people who understand the covenant that we are under. The God who died for us, Jesus who came, who laid his life down for us, who established a covenant again with humankind and said, I'll take all the mess on me and I will be everything that you should be. I'll make a way in the wilderness. I will establish you as people. I will bring salvation. I will bring restoration. I will bring healing. I will bring renewing. That is the covenant. Speak prophetically. Speak prophetically and know that the Holy Spirit lives in you. The same power that conquered the grave lives in you and me. Speak prophetically to yourself and say, fear not, because I am with you, says the Lord. Do you know what? Things are going to shake. They're shaking. Things are going to rumble. They're rumbling. Things are going to not be the same. That's happening. There's going to be a shift. But the Lord says this in that scripture, I will fill the house with my glory. You know, when Moses was having the conversation with God, he said, God, I don't want to go anywhere unless your glory goes with me. Jesus said, I'm not going to do anything the Father doesn't tell me to do. And that's a place where we want to sit and we want to rest. And God is asking us, will you come there? He also says the latter glory will be greater than the former. The Bible often says from glory to glory to glory. We're not going backwards. We're on an increase. The kingdom of God is advancing. The gospel is becoming more and more in this season. The life-giving gospel of Jesus will be preached more and more. We're going to see neighborhoods and nations changed. God is setting us up for something incredible. The scripture refers there often to the house. The house will see a greater glory. I want you to look at that from not the point of view of a church building, but I want you to look at that of this house, me, right here, Heath. God wants to change me in this season, my house, to renew and restore my heart, my ways, how am I operating, my motives, what's behind what I'm saying, my honesty, my vulnerability, my authenticity, my knowing of who I am, I'm a son. God wants transformation. You know, it's really amazing how God does and how he lets us see in part and speak in part. And in December 2019, which seems so long ago, but isn't that far ago, I wrote down in my diary a couple of things. And one of the Mondays in December, myself and Leah, we section that time together on a Monday and we go out to have our day off, our chill. And we were sat in a coffee shop and we got to the moment, we're reading our books and we're chatting through some things. And we have this kind of, what we termed like this radical moment. And the question always comes out, if there was no boundaries, if there was no fear, if money was no object or whatever, what would we do? And it's amazing, our heart generally doesn't turn to, we'd buy cars or, you know, we'd live in a nicer house or anything like that. Our heart just turns to the people of God and goes, man, where would we plant churches? God, who would we risk it and put in leadership? God, what would it look like if we did and we just go with things? And suddenly we're writing these things down and often sometimes we come back and we go, oh, that was a great conversation. Sometimes we see those things come to fruition. But in that particular Monday, in December of 2019, in the mid-flow of that conversation, I turned to Leah and I said, I feel the Lord is saying this. I said, the Lord is saying it's new rhythm time. And the second thing the Lord is saying, and I can't quite remember how I articulated it, was the Lord is saying to shut certain things down in Liberty Church so that he can bring a new rhythm. And Leah looked at me and she went, that's dangerous. I said, I know it's dangerous. She said, I've been thinking the same thing. And suddenly we called a few people around the globe who speak into us. And they were saying, man, that's amazing. That's dangerous. But oh, we're so proud. Go with what the Lord's saying. And so we pulled the eldership team together and we started to talk it through and say, what do you guys think? And suddenly it wasn't this, oh my word, what are we doing? It was suddenly there was a yes and amen in our spirits. I felt God show me this picture. And you know, you got your mobile phone, and sometimes, I don't know what type of phone you have, but I have an iPhone, and sometimes you need a new operating system. And in that moment, it tells you there's an upgrade available. And I sense God say there's an upgrade available, but you just need to lay your phone at rest here. Just hit the button, submit to me, and I'm going to upgrade the system. And so when I do that, my phone upgrades for a time, and I need to leave it there, and it's a couple of minutes. And then I can pick it up. And then suddenly after that, there's the apps that I use. They need upgrading because they need to come in line with the new system. And I felt God say, I'm going to upgrade the apps. And the apps are different areas of the church and people and leaders and all sorts of things. There's going to be a shifting and a changing. And he said, allow me to do that. He said, you can still make some calls and some texts, but while I'm doing this, these things are going to be out of function. And I'm like, God, but we can't be out of function in this season. We need this department and that department. We need this to run and we need to do this. And God said, are you going to be a people of need or are you going to be a people that hear my voice? You see, when we operate from a place of we need to do this, we will get some stuff done and it might look good. But when we operate from a place of calling, we will meet greater need than we've ever met before because it's what God's calling us, not what we think. And so I hear these words as we're sitting there in this coffee shop just resonate and I write down in big, bold letters, trust me. I said, Lord, I need a little bit more than trust me. A little bit more would be helpful in this time. How do you allow yourself to be led when God gives you this word and to lead others? Well, that's why God has put us in teams. So we spoke to the eldership. We took some of our leaders away. And we came away and we said, you know what, it's not about getting a new church program in place. It's about shifting in a new rhythm into our lives. See, healthy church means healthy lives because we want to actually ask a bigger question here. We didn't go away and say, what's your strategy for your department? How are you going to get kids' church better and worship better and youth better and feeding better and all these kind of things? No, you see, that's part of it. Actually, what we want to say is let's look at the whole health of our entire lives because when we address the health and those things are healthy, we'll flow healthy in other areas. It's like our marriages, you know. It's very difficult to lead when we're walking in a place of unhealthy marriage. We have to actually go, do you know what? I need to do some restoration in this season. And God called out to us and said, I need you to be a people who are spirit-led, to trust Him, to rest, to not grow weary, to know His ways are higher, to know His purposes are greater, to know His will is more. It's kind of this, I felt God say, Heath, it's performance review time. And if you listen to the message last week, you'll understand, this is good, this is good, this is good. But this is an opportunity to address this. He's asking me, and I think He's asking you to address some issues in this season. But here's the great thing. In a season where He's asking us to address this, He gives us the grace to walk in it. He gives us the grace to conquer and be empowered. He doesn't leave us lying in a pile of heap and go, you can't do it. He actually looks at us and go, you can walk through this thing because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And so what are those things? Let's get a little practical. What are the things that God is asking us to address? Go back and listen to the last two podcasts. God is really saying, where's your heart with me? He's saying, where's your heart with me? But He's even going even more practical because when we spend time in the environments we're spending in right now, it is a great revealer of where we're at. He's asking you with your finances, won't you put a rhythm in that place of not just addressing them when we're in trouble, but actually let's put a health in there of looking at them on a weekly or a monthly basis together. Maybe you don't live with somebody or you're not married or you don't have family you can talk to about that. Well, we're your family as a church. Let's get vulnerable in those areas. It's not a shame thing at all. The world makes it a shame thing. It's not a shame thing to talk about your finances. He's asking us to look at what's your rhythm with your family and your holidays maybe in the next season. We can't go on holiday. No planes are flying. Well, I want to prophetically declare to you, you'll get to go on holiday again. My question is, are you going to react or respond when you get there? Do you have a weekly time where you pull away from things and you sit and have intimate conversations with the ones that you love? Husbands, look at me right now. How's your relationship with your wife in this moment? What is isolation for some of you truly revealed? Don't be afraid of it. Address it. Talk to somebody about it. Understand that as men, we need one another to stand alongside. I think God's asking us about our home. The other night, we decided to play a board game, and it's called The Game of Life, and so everybody's got money, and we're competing, and we've all got careers and different things like this, and it went okay. There's a little bit of, I don't want to do this, and I want your salary, and it's not fair, and, you know, the usual kind of stuff. And part of me was like, I don't want to do this again. I mean, I haven't really got a lot of other options, though. And I felt God say, play the board game again. So we played it again. Do you know what? It got a little better. Not as much chaos. You know what we're going to continue to do? We're going to continue to play the board game again. Because in that board game, there are behaviors that we need to address as a family of how we respond to one another. The board game is just the tool, but we're being put in an environment where we can address this rhythm of how we speak to each other. We've never sometimes had to address these things because we've never been in such close proximity. Jesus is saying, will you love your kids and your wife the way that I love you and I love my church? I think God's giving us an opportunity to practice the Sabbath, to truly rest. To put it all down and say, okay, I love that. I love that about the Jewish culture, where they practice the Sabbath from 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on a Friday to the same time on a Saturday. They rest. They do the things that they love to do. Why is God asking us all these things? Why is God giving us this opportunity? Because he wants us to be a transformed people. Will my latter life that I'm going to walk into be greater than the one that I came from? Well, let me say to you, the covenant says so. Jesus died for that reality. The Holy Spirit is ready to empower and assist you. The big question is really around me. Will I say, yes, Lord, you can do this? I want this latter house to be greater than the former. I'm willing to be vulnerable. As believers, we should expect to become more like Jesus on a daily basis. And right now, I think God's giving us a great blessing and opportunity. Right at the end of the scripture, and I'll finish with this, it says, and in this place, I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give, I will put, and I will set. It's not I might, it's a possibility. God wants to put and set peace, shalom, in this place. A completeness, a soundness, a welfare, a health, a prosperity. And you know who's declaring it? The Lord of hosts. You know who the Lord of hosts is? Look that word up. He's Yahweh. He's the head. Head of the battle. Head of the army. And he's saying to us, quit fighting. Quit fighting for things that are already won. And quit fighting battles that are actually his. And rest in what he's called you to do. And so I want to leave you with that today. I want you to go back and listen to these past 3 weeks of messages. Because this is not just another sermon. We don't need another sermon. I really believe this is from the heart of the Lord. There's far more in this than I've been able to articulate in these few moments. But can I pray for you? Father, I thank you that you are the God of miracles. And I thank you, Lord, that the tide is turning. I thank you, Lord, that your agenda hasn't changed. And I thank you, Lord, that we are moving into a consistency of the things that you are calling us to be consistent in. I pray right now under the sound of my voice, if you're listening to this and you don't even have a relationship with Jesus, as right now he wants to bring you into a place where you become a new creation. What does that look like? That looks like you just surrendering and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you right now. I don't understand the season. How do you do that? You just cry out. You just pray where you are, right there in your living room right now, right there, wherever you're listening to this. You can cry out. You can call out to God. You can speak to him, and he hears you and can say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, come and live in my life. He created you. He made you. He knows how you tick. He knows how you operate, and he wants to bring you peace right in this moment. Live Your Church, God bless you. It's been awesome to be with you, and we'll see you soon.